Okay, we continue in the Tanya. We should be on page 280, if I'm not mistaken. On the lower left-hand side, the words of the Tanya V'im Kain, where the Rebbe is explaining the concept now of Umamale Kol Almim, where he says it's the aspect of the divine force of Hashem that's enclosed within the essential creation, which has to be concealed and constrained according to the ability of the creatures to take that in. And he gave the analogy of the sun, where the sun has limitations. As great as the sun is, it still has limitations, even if it's 167 times larger than the earth, right? But still there are limitations. The imkain, okay? And therefore, Hachius hamelubeshes bahem, the life force that is enclosed in them, he bebechinas tzimtzum rav va'otzum. It's an aspect of a lot of awesome tzimtzum. Ki tzricha tchila lehistzamtzem tzimtzumim rabim va'otzumim, because it must initially go through a number of concealment constrictions. Ashi is hava mikocha v'ora etzam hanivroim kamo shem balik v'lotachlis, in order to create through their power a light that the essence of the creatures, the way they are, have limitations and endings. That's what the tzimtzum has to create, says the commentary. Mikivin shechiyus ha'lo kis hamahave u'machayas anitzroim kifishi himi tzadik kadosh baruch hu atzma hu bilti mugvul kval. Since the life, the divine life force that brings the life into the creatures, if you're looking at it from Hashem's perspective, it's infinite, doesn't it? And the force from Hashem is infinite. And therefore, in order to create and give life to creatures that are limited in their quantity and quality, through Hashem being enclosed and revealed within them, Hashem has to constrain the energy with a many, many tzimtzumim until the creatures are able to be created with those limitations. V'nimtza comes out, shechiyus hamelubeshes bahem, hi bebechinas tzimtzum rav ha'atzum. Therefore, the aspect, the life force that's enclosed them, has many, many constraints. It's almost like LaMarshall trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. You know, in order to do that, you got to do a lot of work. You know, Hashem's not the square peg; He's the infinite peg. To fit an, if we know how hard it is to do a square peg into a round hole, I'll figure an infinite peg into a non-infinite hole. Okay, so that's gonna have a lot of tzimtzumim. Next page, 281. Umam shichum avar es ha'eder hagbola. It goes on to explain how if there wouldn't be this limitation of the life force, there would be without any tzimtzum, what would happen? So now the Ketanya continues. Kimakor hachius, because what's the source of the life? Hu ruach piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the, as it were, the wind from the mouth of Hashem. That's the source. Hamislavesh basar mamaros, that's enclosed in the 10 utterances of the Torah. And the wind of the mouth of Hashem will be able to separate without any limitations. Velivro olamos ein case, and to create worlds that will be infinite, v'tachlis, lekamos v'chusim, in their quality and their quantity. Olachayosem adayad, and to give them life eternally. V'yanivro olamos ekla, and then this world wouldn't be created. The commentary will explain what this means. When he says these words, quote, Ruach piv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about the spirit of the mouth from Hashem, mitzad asma from itself, lelo tzimtzum nesofim, without any added tzimtzum, if Hashem would give it all, without any constraintment at all, who built it for it's unlimited. Umitzido hachiyos yecholi spashel en keitz v'tachlis v'olamas en keitz v'tachlis. Therefore, from Hashem's part, the life would expand without any limitation and would create infinite worlds. Climber, meaning to say, lo rak b'chinas machshavta v'diyaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bilti mugbeles b'yachas l'erkem shel Evraim, Not only is the aspect of Hashem's thoughts and his knowledge unlimited in regards to the creatures, Elafilo, but even the Makor HaChaim, the source of Chachius, the source of life, Hu Ruach Piv, is his spirit of his mouth, Hu Biltikvul, is also infinite. Lo Tzimtzumim Rabim Vatzumim, and without any limitations. If that would have been that way, then Ba'olam Lo Yisa HaGbola Shel Kamas, there'd be no limitations of quantity in this world. Lo HaGbola Shel Eichus, no limitations of quality. V'gam Lo Golos Ba'al, and no limitation of time. Well, if there's no limitation of time and space, there would be no world. There'd be no world. The world is defined by time and space. And therefore, there would be no world. V'nimtza comes out, shemovada tzimtzum agodol bebechines hamachshava shlokas. Besides the tzimtzum, in terms of God's thought pattern, as it were, which is the bechin of sovev kol almin, which is beyond what we can understand at Kodesh Baruch. Remember, Sovev is, we think he's around us. It's just he's beyond us because his machshavas are beyond us. Lebechinas hadibur shebelokos. When we talk about now the aspect of the speech of Hashem, which creates worlds, yesh tzorach betzimtzumim atzumim nosafim, there was a necessity for many tzimtzumim, no suffering, big tesha ol misave, yamubo, that the world that would be created would be of limitation. In order to explain this chiddush even more, shafilu makor chiyush olim v'raim, even the source of the life of the creatures, urach pif shal kodesh baruch, who is the spirit of the mouth of Hashem, hayachol ispashet lein keitz v'tach, l'zirel l'masein keitzav. He underscores the point and said, if Hashem would have let it expand, he would have created a world that was infinite. And that's the point he's saying. And therefore, there has to be so many tzimtzumim in order for the world to be as it would be, or there would be no world as it should be. Okay, now...
Would it be different?
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be at all.
It would be an infinite world. It would look much different than this world.
That's what I mean.
And it wouldn't be anything more than just God. An infinite reality, it could not be a world at all. He said, "Loya nivra olmas." This world couldn't be created. There'd be no world.
Right. So that's right. So it would be whatever would be.
It would be all Hashem. It would be all Hashem.
Yeah. Before the.
It would be all Hashem.
Yeah. Before the stars and everything were created, whatever it was, we don't know.
It would all be beyond that.
Yeah.
You don't have infinite universes. As it is,
no,
it's not the case now.
It's not infinite. The world is not infinite. It does have an end. It's created. It has to have an end.
We cannot comprehend.
But if Hashem would not have done any tzimtzum, then there'd be no end to anything. And the world would not exist.
Pure Hashem. That's it.
And now, he says, and now he continues with a bracket, a parenthesis. Shekamo shakadosh baruch hu nikra ein sof, just like Hashem is called infinite, so Hashem's attributes are infinite. Everything, chesed, gvur, tiferes, all that's infinite. Diyu v'garmeyochad, he and his midos are one. Hainu hachiyus hanim sheches mimidosav, the life force that comes forth from his characteristics, shein chesed rachmin v'shar midosav akdosh, which is chesed rachmin, all the other midos, ayidei hislap shuso shemislap shes beruach piv, through being it enclosed through his spirit of his mouth, as Kiyomar Veye, he says, and it is. For Oilam al Yedei Chesed Banan, the world is created through Chesed, Bidvar Hashem with the Baal Hashem, for Ruach Piv and the spirit of his mouth, Hanase Kli, the Lovush, Ulavush, Le Chesed Zeh, which is now a utensil and a garment for this Chesed, Kehadein Kamtsa de Lavushe Minebe, it's like part of the garment of him himself. We'll explain what that is in a minute. So he says the following. He's saying, Lo Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commentary, Lo Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only is Hashem infinite, El Gam Midos Hav Hein Ein Sof, so his midos are also infinite. V'tam L'kach, well, the reason for that is, Mitnei She'ihu V'gar Mechad, him and his midos are one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misachin Midos, V'tachas HaYichad, Hashem is totally one with his midos, what he does. What Hashem is and what he does is the same thing regarding himself. Yisrael, more than this, Gam bedargas halokus hamislavshus basar mamol shel kodesh baruch hu shebehem nivra el b'fel. Even the levels of divine energy that is enclosed in the 10 utterances that Hashem created the world, pe'ulosav, his actions, mayor ain sof, they reflect the infinite reality. Has to be. Hashem's energy must be as infinite as he is. Hatam l'kach, the reason is, v'nei she'hishavus hanivroim, because the creation of the creatures, he, me'achius, hanimshechus, mirosav, is from the life force that comes from God's characteristics, shel kodesh baruch hu. The world is created with chesed. El shetzarech heisavus b'foil. But for the need for his action to happen, midas ha-chesed, the midas of chesed, nislal beshes, has to be enclosed, bidvar Hashem v'ruach piv, with the spirit of his mouth. Hanase kli v'levush le-chesed zeh, becomes a kli and a garment for the chesed. And Hashem wants the chesed. Hashem is chesed. Now the chesed is going. It's going from him. So that is the chesed. That's the svira. That's the chesed. All right? And that's going to be infinite if Hashem doesn't do anything about it. In a bracket now, so let's say, for example, with people. Let's say a person has a feeling of love for his friend. But from the essential feeling of the heart, without any words on actions of love, hazulos enem kabumo. The other person doesn't get anything. V'davka shara ava melubeshes b'tochad hibur avos. But when the love is enclosed with words and actions, hazulos chashas ava, the other one feels the love. Imken comes out, hadibur v'amaisa hem kelim lizgalos hargoshes to believe. Speech and action are just tools to express that love. You can love your child infinitely, but if you don't do anything, and you don't say anything, he doesn't know you love him. So in the old world, the parents did enough that the kids knew they loved them. Now, I don't know, now they need to hear it. What the parents do isn't enough anymore. So they need to hear it. Okay, fine, they need to hear it. But that's not the love. Taking care of the child is not the love. It's the way the love is expressed. Even if a parent does nothing for the child, they love the child. So now, but how does the child know that the parent loves the child? Okay, it has to come out and reach the child. And that's how that happens. Next. Now, back to Hashem. So the same thing. Hashem, he loves us. His love is infinite. Okay, now he wants to express that love. So how is he going to express that love? You know, let me give maybe another one. The father wants to express his love. Father is a world-class heavyweight lifter. So what he's going to do, he wants to give his child a squeeze. He has to be careful. Now, the way he would squeeze a fellow wrestler, he'd give him a big bear hug. But if he gave a big bear hug to his little baby, he'd kill it. But I love her. I want her to know how much I love her so much. I will squeeze her so hard till she dies. I can't do that. So if Hashem wants to show how much he loves the world, it has to come out. But it can't come out the way it is, because it would not allow such existence to exist. So therefore you have to have the tzimtzum for that. Okay, continuing. The kivin shemidas ha-chesed atzumu u'cheres legarmi im ihu. Since the attribute of kindness itself is united with, totally with who Hashem is, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu answers, "Well, Hashem was infinite." Im kein gam kesher himis labeshes. Next page, levush shel dvar Hashem. Even when it's enclosed in the dvar Hashem, basar mos with the 10 utterances, yadayin nisharis ein sof. It still remains infinite. It is still infinite. Why? Because even Hashem's speech is not separated from Hashem's attribute of chesed, that it's enclosed in, but it's like a part of Hashem which is also infinite. Okay, what's that? I'm not sure what a tzav is, but something that that the garment has that's an inseparable part of itself?
It's a turtle.
A turtle? Ah, okay. A turtle. Very good. A shell of a turtle.
Oh, I see.
That's what he's saying. A shell of a turtle. Can you separate the shell from the turtle?
It dies.
But it's part of the turtle.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so that was the word, the tzav. So when it's said before, kedein kamtsa de levusha, the kamtsa of the turtle, right? So the shell of the turtle is part of the turtle. Thank you, Steve. Mm. Excellent. So that's the point he's saying over there. Okay. Lachain. So just like he can't separate the shell from the turtle, he can't separate Hashem's expression of his love with himself. Therefore, the infinite life force of Chesed that illuminates openly Mamish is the kli that it's garmented in. Vinimtza comes out. So that life force that comes out is also infinite. If that's how it came out, then what would happen if Hashem didn't cut it back? You'd have an infinite world. We see there are limited creatures that Hashem created. How did that happen? The quantity, quality, and the time that they list and the space that they take is all through millions and millions of constrainments. Okay, so that's the point he's saying of how the world is able. That's the point of the constrainment, and that's how the world gets created. Now, Lahala now is going to be Yavar Admar Hazaki Nismasumala. Now he's going to go into a long detail. He's going back to stuff we talked about way in the beginning of the book that says where the Tzimtzumim come from, how they work. And even after he explains it, we only can say the words. We can't really understand what's happening over here. Ella, so now he's going to go through the next page and a half. He's going to say, okay, what is the method of Tzimtzum? At least from our perspective, and how the Tzimtzum happens, at least to a little bit of our understanding. Ella, she Tzimtzum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or V'achia Sheyuchu L'Spashet Meruach Piv. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzamtzim, the light and the life force that could separate, that would spread out from his speech. Now, what did he enclose it in? Remember, he's saying Bereshis, he's saying these words. So what did he do? He includes them with Sirufei Osiosh Shelasara Mamoros. He enclosed it within the combinations of the letters through the 10 utterances. With Sirufei Tsirufeim and combinations, Bechilufei, with exchanges, utmuras, in other words, for exchanges, ha'osas, the letters asam, the cheshbonim, misram, and gematrius, etc., etc. He's going to explain all that. Saying shloshamini tzimtzumim is kind. There's three types of tzimtzumim have been explained now. Zelamatim is that one is lower than the other. Number one, he calls is aleph tzirufei osios v'tzirufei tzirufeim, the combinations of the letters, the way they're put together, and the combinations of the combinations, meaning. The Torah is made up of 22 letters that can be combined in different combinations. And every combination creates a new word. The combinations, the letters that come out of the Mamoros that are mentioned in Torah, they are combinations the way they're from the root. From the highest level that are infinite. Those beginning sources are infinite combinations. But when the combinations change, the life force of them already starts to shrink down. When one letter combines with another letter, now comes a combination of a brand new word, that the reality of it is shrunken down from what it was in the root. Okay? In other words, you have a letter is like mamish infinite, and now we got to combine it with another letter. We combine it with another letter, it minimizes the impact of the letters, as it were. But it's not such a big tzimtzum. Kimin shemadubar al osa na osa yasas. We're talking about the very same letters. Shabasar maras elu sheyatsirif mishtana. That it was with these 10 utterances that the combination causes this change. Okay? So, in other words, you take these letters, the letters in their essential source are still infinite, and now Hashem combines them. When the letters by itself, it can do what it wants, but when it's with another letter, it's got to accommodate the other letter too, no? And it kind of, like the bays, a bays will go on forever. It would never stop. Okay, now you put a mem together. Got a mem. A mem will go, now I got to put the two together. Put the two together, they can't both go on infinite together, or you don't hear the word.
Yeah, bum. Limitation. Yeah.
Bum. Well, now they have to limit themselves. So that's level one. And then Bayes, second level. Chilufei utmuras osias atzma. The exchanges of the letters themselves. Simtzum zeh godol yosef. This is a bigger type of constrainment. Now the letters are being exchanged with other letters. Let's say the Aleph exchanged for a Tav, a Beis is exchanged for a Shin. So the Aleph loses its identity completely and becomes a Tav. So that's already a different, that's a much bigger change. This now becomes brand new letters. Now it's a greater Tzimtzum being taught. A tough that came out of an olive is not the same of an olive coming out of an olive.
So this is the exchange of letters?
So yeah.
A word
Akbash can say this letter, an olive can be exchanged with a tough. A bays can be explained with a shin. First and last, second and last. Gimel, cheshbonon umisparon. The next in the calculations at the gematrias. Kol prat beloshna kodesh humaduk betach. Every detail is so precise in Hebrew. Every letter has a numerical value that has some kind of spiritual content. And this tzimtzum is much greater than the other ones that we discussed before. Okay? The brackets just says, we discussed this all before in Paragalef. Okay, let's skip that bracket then. Umavar bepratya says idin hayrida nasi de chalufi tumrasiyos. Now he goes into more detail in explaining the descent that happens through this various exchanges that happen with the letters. He says shakol chiluf utmura. Anytime there's an exchange, mura al yirida saorav achias madrega madrega. It teaches about a descent of the light as it goes down lower level to lower level. Then shukol livro ulahachios bruim. That is, now Hashem is able to create, through this exchange, He's able to create and give life to creatures that the level of their quality and their levels are much less than the level of the letters themselves. Which the Shebehen Mishlabe Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bichvoda, that Hashem Himself encloses and clothes Himself within those letters, Uzashe Midosa, which are the Midos that come from that. Okay, so explain that. Nisbar Leo Paragraph, we explain in the first chapter, Shekol Prat, Beloshan Kodesh Abadiyak, every detail in the Hebrew language is precise. Okay, and therefore, Chilov Shala Os Aleph, Baos Tav, let's say we're changing an Aleph to a Tav, Miral Shtedorim is showing us two things. When an Aleph turns into a Tav, two things happen. Mitzad echad, betof meir inyana shela os aleph. The tof now is illuminating the letter aleph. Zamashma shel chiluf. That's what it means, exchange. Shinin kavishahu, b'makara machlif es makama. The thing, the way it is, it changes its place. Nimso sagosh. It now becomes another letter. That's one thing. The tof is now, an aleph is now a tof. Ach mitzad Hashem, on the other hand, im osa haor mamish kavishu bos ba'os hamakoris. If that letter, okay, would illuminate mamish the way it's supposed to illuminate in the one that it exchanged, if the aleph keeps shining the way it's shown before it got changed into a tav, what do we have to change it for? If I change aleph into a tav, And if the Aleph is still giving the same energy it was from the beginning with, then what did the exchange accomplish? This exchange must tell us the light has descended, and has been constricted to a much lower level.
Into a prison.
From the words of the Rebbe at the end of this little section, he says Shebehen mislabeish, that is the Hakadosh Baruch Hu before of Asher Shemi Dalsof. Mashma that appears Shemovada Yerida b'Milas Yosius Asman Anasa Dechuv. Besides the descent of the letter themselves, like exchange, yes, you read in a Sefas of Yosius Dechuv. There's another descent that happens with this exchange, which is in Yonim Shala Osir Shavasar Mamaros, the aspect of the letters of the ten utterances, Hulios Klilovo Shama Uchadim Lagamri Midas Al Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those letters are supposed to be totally unified in the way they're enclosed with the Midas of Hashem. Hamuchadis Batachos Ayichudim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asol, that are totally connected to Hashem's infinite reality. Chembi Osir Samakorios, from the base letters, Meir Achios Ein Sovis Yol Midos, the infinite force of the Midos are still coming out. That's when the letter evolves by itself. When he exchanges the letters, Mahavis Helam al Midos, and now conceals the Midah. And therefore the life force that comes out of the exchange, it's very much limited. Because it's coming out from the letters alone. Zua Siba, that's the reason Shemachalufe Tumuras also, when we exchange the letters, creatures that are lower. Basically, he's saying, in all these words, is that when the Aleph becomes a Tav, it doesn't shine like an Aleph anymore. That exchange. No, in other words, it seems the letter, what we're seeing in the Torah is probably a bunch of exchanges already.
Yeah.
In other words, whatever Hashem did use, we obviously didn't see. We can't see that.
Because Moshe wrote it.
We can't see it.
Beyond us.
No.
That would limit it.
Yeah.
So whatever came out of Hashem's mouth is nothing compared to what we see in the Torah. Because everything got exchanged. Or at least its impact. Let's put it this way. The impact of those letters. Whatever those letters, those initial letters were. Even if you want to say it's Bereishis. But those letters did not actually work the way they were initially designed by Hashem, because they would just be way too much for this world. Okay, so that's all in terms of exchanging the letters. Okay, we're going to stop it here, and then we're going to see, we're going to go on now to the other levels of Tzimtzum.
So okay. the ten utterances.
Gematria.
Yeah, the ten utterances, they were already combinations of letters.
Yeah. So, in other words, when
it have been just the pure...
The initial letters, the 22 letters, are the building blocks of creation, and they're infinite building blocks.
Yeah.
So those letters have to already go through exchanges. And those exchanges now limit them.
Yeah.
What's going to happen afterwards, you know, he has to continue to limit. This is all he's going to get back. We can't lose sight of where he's trying to explain this idea of Memale Kolam.
Hashem is not
filling all the worlds.
Yeah.
So he has not yet finished that. And Amir Tzashem, maybe we'll finish this parak next week.
A long parak.
All right, you can lose sight of where you were starting from. Okay.